I appreciate the opportunity to speak here.
Большое спасибо
I
за приглашение выступить. Я
rusty English,
буду говорить
because
на
I'm
английском,
not very smart.
Поскольку я не очень
I will just read what
умный, к сожалению,
earlier.
Не смог выучить русский. Меня зовут Савран, я издалека
country,
приехал к вам
Indonesia,
из Индонезии.
A country with 16,000 islands.
У нас 16 тысяч островов в нашей стране.
Here I just want to share a little story of
я хочу рассказать вам небольшую историю о нашей борьбе. Мы хотим передавать наши традиционные ценности нашей молодежи, нашим детям. Сейчас это не просто в цифровую эпоху делать.
Here we go. 2 minutes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I come from Indonesia,
Итак,
a land where spirit of gotong royong or communal cooperation and contribution is cornerstone of our society. This traditional value deeply ingrained in our culture faces a significant challenge in the digital age where currency of interaction is measured by likes and followers in social media, where most of our youngsters will converse with each other. In our journey to adapt gotong royong to the digital realm, we've encountered the stark reality that social media landscapes are not designed to foster shared belief or collective action. Instead, they prioritize the individual achievement, making it difficult to communal values to thrive. This situation underscores a brutal challenge, creating a shared reality in public space that values diversity and multipolarity is an uphill battle, when the platform of public conversation itself is rooted in unipolar metric. Superficial value of followers and likes. We never blame social media. We just think the social media we have today is not the only online reality that can happen. Social media is not made by God, it's made by human. Other humans should be allowed to have different ideas of how social media reality should be. We need to advocate a digital platform to recognize and reward multiplicity. The more than just preserving traditional value, it's about creating a digital environment that mirrors the multipolar world we aspire to. A world where different cultures, values, and perspectives coexist and enrich each other. In conclusion, let the story of gotong royong serve as a reminder and a suggestion. As we move forward, let us strive to ensure what our digital spaces, where most modern people mingle and converse, as a diverse, inclusive, and cooperative as the world we wish to see. Of course, this won't be easy, as it is directly head-to-head against current digital public space owned by giants with different agenda. But together, I'm sure truly multipolar society can manifest
большими цифровыми гигантами, но они должны поддерживать традиционные ценности и продолжать нашу борьбу.